The work of an Austrian Catholic composer killed in the Holocaust surfaced decades after World War II in Buffalo, New York. WRTI's Susan Lewis reports on the story of the music of Marcel Teeburg and the passion of those who have worked to bring it to light.
There was torrential rain outside when Joanne Folletta, music director of the Buffalo Philharmonic, finished rehearsal one day in 2001.
Standing by the door of my dressing room was this older gentleman, just drenched of dripping water, carrying a shopping bag. And he said, "I have to speak to you. It's very important."
He was Dr. Enrico Mihic, who as a child in northern Italy had studied music with Marcel Teeburg, a devout Catholic composer with a Jewish great-great-grandfather in his ancestry. Teeburg was arrested and killed by the Nazis in 1944, but he had entrusted his manuscripts to the Mihic family.
And he said to me, "I'm not going to live much longer, and this is my life's mission, to bring this music to life."
Moved by the story, Folletta took the faded, fraying pages of handwritten notations for Teeburg's Third Symphony. With musicians and others, she worked to decipher notes, dynamics, instrumentation.
I remember looking at the opening, which starts with strings and a tenor tuba, much like Mahler. I thought, wow, this is really like a kind of a link between Bruckner and the future, or what would have been the future. It's music of great nobility, great sweep, beautiful harmonic structure, and a kind of a broad pacing like Bruckner.
Best known in his European community for writing dances for the tourist hotel, playing church organ, and teaching, Teeburg never heard his Third Symphony performed. Joanne Folletta and the Buffalo Philharmonic played the world premiere in 2008 and recorded it in 2010.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.